is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.
Bedrock Radio. Bedrock Community News Bulletins for January 2021.
This is Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Barking Haven and Redbridge University's Hospitals Trust, which operates both Queen's and King George Hospitals, is under significant pressure to treat COVID patients. The Trust has opened extra beds and capacity for the sickest patients across London. In a statement, Chief Medical Officer Magda Smith said it's more important than ever that Londoners follow the government guidance and do everything possible to reduce the transmission of coronavirus. Essex Police have had a busy start to the new year with over 1,330 incidents, over which 300 have been COVID-related. These have included illegal New Year's raves at a Grade 2 listed church in East Horndon and another in an abandoned warehouse in Brentwood. Over £18,000 of fines have been issued. And finally, children aged between 8 and 16 are welcome to join the new Young Astronomers Club, being run by the Havering Astronomical Society. The club will meet online and talk about space and science, with the first meeting taking place on the 28th of January. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Teenager Isabel Hegarty has donated £300 worth of treats to a food bank in Romford. The donation included chocolates, biscuits and sweets, as well as essential products such as toiletries. Proud mum Julie said, "Isabel is grateful for everything she has and is well aware that there are people who are not so fortunate." A group of Wanstead Christmas bakers have raised nearly £1,000 for Haven House Children's Hospice after responding to a call for help from Councillor Paul Canal. Lindy Hunt, Head of Community Engagement at Haven House, hailed the bakers as Santa's superheroes. And finally, Linda Diamond of Gadshill, who has served as a volunteer at Jewish Lads and Girls Brigade for the past 35 years, has been honoured for services to young people. Linda said she was happy to give young people the same opportunities that were afforded to her when she was younger. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Jill Rowley. Several local people have been awarded honours in the Queen's New Year's Honours list. These include Joanne Gates, awarded a BEM for her services to the food supply chain, and Romford campaigner Ramel Affleck, also awarded a BEM for his work and activism for LGBT plus rights and his fight against racism. Havering residents, if your child is aged between 3 and 4 years old, they are due to start school in September this year, and school applications are now open and will close on January the 15th. You can apply via the Havering Council website. And finally, over 40% of black bag rubbish in Havering is food waste, and reducing this could save you an average of £70 per month. Havering Council are offering free training sessions and resources to help reduce food waste, save money and eat healthily. For information and to apply for a session, visit the Havering Council website. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Fraudsters are sending out fake messages about the coronavirus vaccine in an attempt to steal your bank details. The scam pretends to be from the NHS, telling recipients that they are eligible to apply for their vaccine with a link to a bogus NHS website. Health authorities across the UK have stressed that they would never ask for your banking details. Furthermore, the NHS will contact you when it's your turn to receive your free COVID vaccinations. Havering Council have closed all libraries under the new lockdown restrictions. However, some library services will continue to deliver to housebound residents and have online resources such as ebooks, magazines and Zoom sessions. And finally, DP World and Forth Ports are bidding for a Thames Free Port. With Thurrock-based London Gateway and Port of Tilbury and Ford Dagenham plants at its heart, highlighting the role of the River Thames in a global Britain. If successful, Thames Free Port will create 20,000 new jobs and boost local supply chains. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Electrical and engineering apprentices will be trained in Havering after New City College in Ardley Green won the tender. Up to 24 apprentices over the age of 18 will be recruited to the scheme. College spokesman Steve Lee said, "This is a fantastic employment opportunity for local people." Development at Ilford Train Depot is progressing to prepare for the arrival of new electric commuter trains. The entire redevelopment is due for completion in 2021. Martin Beeble, Great Anglia's engineering director, said, "The coming months will be an exciting and busy period." And finally, Hornchurch personal trainer Michael Barr and his family have won £10,000 after being victorious on TV game show Family Fortunes. Michael said winning on the show doesn't feel real and described the moment they won as amazing. He added, "It was one of those jump up and punch the sky moments." And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Detectives have just released footage of someone they are keen to identify after the October shooting of a man in Collier Row. Anyone with information is asked to call police on 101 or to contact Crime Stoppers if they wish to remain anonymous. New data reveals a disparity affecting disabled Havering residents applying for a blue badge, where those with physical disabilities are 63.1% more likely to receive a badge than those with non-visible disabilities. Only three other local authorities reported a gap larger than Havering between rates of blue badge approvals for the visibly and invisibly disabled. And finally, after a Tudor church in Brentwood was hijacked for a New Year's Eve rave and left with thousands of pounds worth of damage, the community have raised nearly £20,000 for repairs in a matter of days, smashing the original target of £2,000. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Havering Council have teamed up with Havering Mind and other local charities to raise awareness of mental health and well-being in a new campaign called Be Nice to Your Noggin. The campaign highlights a range of help and support available throughout the borough, with original artwork characters called Noggins being developed by Hornchurch illustrator Richard Dorini. The campaign is available through the Havering Council website. Highways England is seeking local businesses to be part of the Lower Thames Crossing project. The Small Medium Enterprise Directory is calling on local firms and specialists to be awarded contracts for the project. So far, over 60 businesses in Essex, Kent and London have already registered. A virtual event will be taking place on the 29th of January on the Highways England website to provide more information on businesses. And finally, council leaders across Barking and Dagenham, Redbridge, Newham, Hackney and Haringey appealed to places of worship to move services online to help keep communities safe by providing means of worship online. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Constant heavy rainfall has flooded gardens and parks across Havering, with some up to 5 feet underwater. One resident said, "This has been the second or third time in a short space of time that I have seen flooding like this." The fire brigade have provided sandbags to help stop the water rising further. Barking Council is pushing ahead with plans to restrict access to some motorists in Station Parade in a bid to cut congestion. The restrictions are being introduced on a trial basis for 18 months in response to concerns about congestion outside the railway station. It is hoped that the changes will make it easier for pedestrians and cyclists. And finally, Dagenham charity Lifeline Projects have received extra funding to help support more young people across East London. Thanks to the National Lottery Community Fund, the charity will be able to employ 2 full-time and 3 part-time outreach development workers. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Officials have dropped some planned changes to Havering's electoral boundaries after hundreds of residents complained about an alleged gerrymandering attempt after council leader Damian White was recorded claiming he'd been allowed to influence a submission to the Local Government Boundaries Commission. A test and vaccination programme to support and protect rough sleepers in Redbridge went live on January the 14th, one of the first in the country to offer lateral flow testing and vaccinations to this vulnerable group of people. And finally, the public are invited to quiz the team of archaeologists at the Padnall Lake Dig in Mark's Gate. An online interview has been organised by the Town Hall's regeneration arm, and questions for the archaeologists should be sent to communications@befirst.london. The interview will be available online from January the 25th. That's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Teams in the North East London NHS Foundation Trust have transformed an unused ward in Brentwood Community Hospital in just 1 week to provide recovery care for COVID patients. The new Courage Ward provides medical support, care and rehabilitation to patients who no longer require acute care. Havering politicians disagree with the proposed Greater London Boundary Charge that is proposed within the Transport for London Financial Sustainability Plan. The proposed scheme would be introduced by 2023, charging non-residents £3.50 per vehicle per day to cross the Greater London Boundary, with Keith Prince, Assembly Member for Havering and Redbridge, saying it would destroy local economies, such as Romford Market, that is dependent on people coming from Essex. And finally, the De Rougemont Manor Hotel in Great Wardley is set to be turned into homes. The current owners no longer find it viable as a hotel. The family-owned hotel is working with developers to preserve original integrity and enhance the site to provide much-needed local homes. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking Town Hall has backed a move to create a free pool along the River Thames, with Fulde's Dagenham plan expected to be at its heart. Councillor Darren Rodwell said, "We are lending our support to the bid to help secure more opportunities for the people of Barking and Dagenham." Free parking for key workers and NHS staff in Barking and Dagenham has been extended by the council until the end of March. It means that permit holders can continue to use car parks as well as residents and paid parking bays in controlled parking zones for free. Councillor Margaret Mullane said, "I'm delighted that we have decided to extend the offer." And finally, Barking Town Hall is to seek powers to stop rooftop extensions which result in poor quality developments. The move is in response to government legislation introduced last year which would otherwise leave the local authority almost powerless to prevent poor quality developments. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Havering residents have come forward in their droves to volunteer as part of the COVID-19 vaccination programme. More than 453 volunteers have registered to support the vaccine rollout at three sites across the borough. Woodland in Havering, Barking and Dagenham and parts of Essex are to benefit from £12.1 million towards 500 hectares of new trees. Thames Chase Community Forest will be helping to deliver the government's commitment to increase tree planting across the UK. And finally, Queen's Theatre Hornchurch is starting up free weekly storytelling activity workshops over the phone from Wednesday, January the 27th, especially for people with limited or no digital access. Participants can join a group phone call for an introduction to easy storytelling activities and to help unleash their creativity. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio. Your healthy music
To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock Radio.